ready? Okay. Good morning. I'd like to call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee meeting to order. The date is February 14, 2022. The time is 9:01 a.m. First thing on the agenda is roll call.
Second speaker, Rivard.
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Keene. Speaker Pratt.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
And Chair Shaw.
Present, thank you. Congresswoman Lemon, would you mind rendering a prayer for today's meeting?
I would be glad to, thank you very much. Please bow your heads with me in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you today for this beautiful day and bringing us here together. We ask that you help guide our decisions today, that you wrap your arms around all peoples who are in need of your love. We ask these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Congresswoman. Next on the agenda is approval of the minutes. You have minutes from our January 18th meeting. If you could take a moment to review those, thank you.
Chair, this is Rebar.
Yes, go ahead.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Thank you. There is a motion and a second to approve the January 18, 2022 minutes as presented. All in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. The minutes are approved. Next on our agenda is Osage LLC update. We have Mr. Freeman here to take care of that. Mr. Freeman, you have the floor. You are muted. Hold on just a sec. Mr. Freeman?
Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you. Yes, sir. Go.
Okay. Ahead. Okay. I, Chairwoman Shaw, I appreciate the opportunity. I sent you a handout for this morning. I assume everybody has that.
Yes. Did everyone receive the State of the Osage LLC this morning?
Yes, ma'am. I certainly did. Thank you.
Okay, good.
And I have, I've told Chairman Shaw that I would be happy to do this in open session, unless you guys have conversations or questions regarding personnel issues that are specific, and then I would prefer to do that in an executive session. So with that, I'll just start forward. I've been listening to campaigns online and to other information, and I've had a few phone calls regarding the state that we're in. So we are going to do the state of Osage LLC, and we're actually going to send this to the newspaper. In fact, it'll probably go in today to just lay out exactly what is going on within our entity. Within the past 12 months, the Osage LLC has undergone significant changes. As you guys know, we have taken on ones an Osage Ranch by the power of Osage Congress and the approval of the executive branch. We had ones had been passed to us over a year ago, and we refused to take it. And one reason was is the financial position they were in. So as we took them in, we spent 90 days doing a review of operations, analysis of their financial statements, cash flow positions. And with that, we had to make some really tough decisions, and that was to relieve three people of their duties. This will give us about a $235,000 a year cut in expenses and actually start bringing us into the black, hopefully by the end of July or sooner. We're working very, very difficult, very, very hard on getting that done. Osage LLC has personally financed through cash or credit $340,000. If we had not been there to do that, they would have had to have come to Congress and asked for the $340,000. By the fact that we have a credit, the ability to get credit or loans, they were needing four vehicles, so we took out a loan on those. We provided them $8,500 cash to get a piece of equipment on site because they could not get credit to get that done. So we had to actually give them cash out of our cash account. They've got $120,000 they had a $200,000 line of credit. They were going to rescind that. We asked them to support that. We would support it through Osage LLC. And so they owe $120,000. That's to make payroll. And they probably will not make payroll this next week. So we'll probably have to come up with another $40,000 to $50,000. Wines is now under the leadership of Russell Goff. As you can see, he has 25 years of experience as a federal contractor. He's worked for a long time with the SBA certified 8A hub zones and small businesses. The projects that we are working with him is under Fort Benning, Georgia. It is Fort Campbell, Kentucky, Fort Gordon, Georgia, and the Blue Stem Ranch ones. I will tell you that the Blue Stem Ranch was non-performing on their contract, and that is there was $450,000 given to the ranch for a project to do an environmental study on the ranch. The report that was sent out to the executive branch in December was not acceptable for the executive branch, and they called me and told me that they needed something else, and they withheld payment. So when we have reviewed with Reagan Smith has now refused to talk to us or to have any contact with us and is threatening a lawsuit. We are not going to relieve funds until we get access. There was $60,000 given to them to buy software, and to our knowledge, it's in their name, not our name, and they have all the passwords to it. That's where all the data that they have done so far is kept. So we're requesting that software to be turned to us. They have given a report, but the report is insignificant because it doesn't really tell what they've done. Are there any questions regarding ones?
Mr. Freeman?
Yes, ma'am.
Just for my knowledge, who is Reagan Smith?
Reagan Smith was a subcontractor that Paul Yates engaged to do the work on the Osage Ranch regarding the environmental study. I don't really know a lot about him. I know that Russell Goff has stated that he had recommended not going with them. And so I don't understand. I don't know exactly what that relationship was. but I know that they have not performed for, they're wanting this payment, but there's not been a performance of the contract to release the payment. And so that's what we're working on right now.
Committee, what questions do you have for Mr. Freeman regarding ones?
Chair, this is Rebar.
Yes, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you. Good morning, Mr. Freeman, and thank you for the update on ones and where we are, and thank you for your transparency and some of the barriers you're coming against. So you're saying that, if I hear you right, we have not released a payment to them. Is that what you said
to the
company?
I'm sorry. Reagan Smith.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Reagan Smith has been released a retainer fee up front, and then they've been released a $60,000 to buy this software. So far, they have been given $99,000.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you bringing that, you know, to our attention, and I look forward to hear another update on that. I don't like to hear that they could they're going to try to possibly sue us. I don't know what their grounds would be, but thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Congresswoman Rebard, I actually think we'll probably be able to arbitrate this and get it taken care of. We're already looking at other avenues of seeing what we can do to finalize the contract between ONES and the nation, and our intent is not to let that fall. Secondly, I want you to know that we personally would not be putting all this money up front, which is going to be close to $400,000 in support of ONES, if I honestly did not believe that we could get them into a position where they could pay us back. So we're working very, very hard on getting us in that position.
Chair, this is Stabler.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. Frank, I probably just missed this in listening to your update, but the software, the purchasing of the software, do you all have the software, or is it still with them?
It's still with them.
Okay.
And I talked to Russell Goff this morning because he's trying to pull all this stuff together. And he, I still try to find it. I'm not gonna find it right now. Yeah, he is on it. He knows what the software was. He knows exactly what it cost. And he is helping put together a narrative for us to sit down and tell them, you know, you're gonna have to release this stuff to us, and then we will, make an arrangement for a final payment to them, whatever it will be. We're hoping it'll be no more than $12,000, and they will release what they've got for us. So that's what we're working on right now.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Brandy.
Yes, go ahead, Congresswoman.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and good morning, everyone. And thank you, everybody. I want to thank everybody for being here, and good morning, Frank. And
good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Great. Well, I was extremely elated to see the statement that you guys are preparing to release. I think that it's one of the ways that, I mean, I think it's a great way that that we can communicate information throughout the entire nation. And the fact that there is, you know, it feels like there's absolute transparency at this point. You know, so many times we've been here, Frank, since I've been on here since 2018 when we first met. And it was like we were constantly in a state of discovery. And then we had a little lull, and then we went back to a state of discovery with the LLCs once we brought all the subsidiaries together underneath Osage LLC. And I knew that there was going to be a transition time. We all did. We talked about it. We talked about, you know, what's going on at these LLCs. And you talked about that. You were very frank about that. You know, we got to figure out financially where they're at, what business dealings do they have going on, what's their cash flow, and, you know, where what's it looking like on projections. And so I'm not surprised that in the discovery phase that we found some things that we necessarily didn't like, don't agree with, you know, some things we did like, you know. And so I thank you very much for the hard work that you guys have put in. I visited with Mr. Perry or Mr. Sadler. I think it was last week, I believe. And they're still very optimistic about where you're headed. And I think that's fantastic. So like I said, I'm glad that you feel possibly that the discovery stage is kind of coming to the end with ones, and you're going to start the recovery phase. And it sounds like you're already making some steps toward that. I did have one question. In the statement, Mr. Freeman, it says Blue Stem Ranch. Do you still have to list it that way because of legality reasons?
I missed that if it says that.
Yeah, you might want to put Osage Nation Ranch.
Oh, I'll tell you why.
Okay.
That contract was written, and in the contract it states Blue Stem Ranch.
Okay, I was wondering if it was some type of legality. Okay.
Well, that's the reason. It's the way the contract is written instead of under Osage Ranch.
Okay. All right.
Yes, I remember. Yeah, I sort of missed that, but I remember that conversation because I had sent in something to them stating that they needed to get that off. And they said, well, the contract's written that way. So.
Okay. Well, that makes sense then. But again, thank you. Keep up the hard work, which I know that you guys will. And, you know, we all know life, we run into things, we have bumps in the road, and, you know, we don't just stop. We get over those bumps and we recover. And I am just excited that you're going to put a statement out, because we all know that it's really easy for everybody to be talking about, oh my gosh, what's going on? They're doing this, they're doing that. But to get an actual, you know, well put together statement out there for our people to see and hear, I think it's just really paramount, especially in this time. Thank you.
You're welcome. Are you ready for me to go forward?
Committee, any other questions for Mr. Freeman at this point? Any other members?
Chair, I have. Yes, it's Rebard. I would like to just comment, if I may.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. Mr. Freeman, I think with most of our conversations, what I'd really like to put in place is, or like to comment on, that I really would like to have language in place through the articles I've said before and internal controls that are set forth that prevent any type of activity that may cause undue risk or a liability. And I know that you guys were looking to hire a CEO, and I was just wanting an update on that so that we can, you know, get something in place that says, number one, you can't do that. And number two, if you do, this is the repercussion. Documents or something that drives this structure in a way that limits risk.
So to answer that first part of that is we are still working with the attorney. In fact, I'll have a call with him probably this afternoon or tomorrow regarding the articles. He is working with the AG, and he's also working with the attorney that supports Congress. So they're trying to get the language put together to strengthen the how board members are picked. And so it gets away from any political appointments to the point that you have, which I think is one of the problems that it had been. But we're working on that and strengthening some of those things. We have right now controls in place like our financial information. I've basically been the CFO, the CEO, the janitor, whatever. And Rick and Danny and everybody's worked very, very hard also. So we have stuff in place right now. The problem is that if your board is weak, you're gonna still have problems if you don't have a strong CEO or something. Regarding the CEO, we are still looking at that. By us having to spend so much money on ones, we're probably going to spread that out a little bit until we can afford it. The board is currently, I think I worked almost 40 hours last week on stuff, and Danny and Rick and Nancy and I were in meetings 2 or 3 days a week along with our advisors last week. So we're putting in a lot of time to pull all this stuff together. We have a guy that we were looking at as a CEO. He has decided to come to us as a consultant so we can control the hours better. He's already working with us on doing some analysis. So he will be hopefully coming sometime in mid-March. I'll keep you guys updated as that moves forward. He was concerned that to bring him on full-time would be a hindrance to us because we're still fragile financially. And once we get in more of a stable position, then we'll bring a full-time person on. So does that help answer your questions, Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. We attended Lost Creek Ranch last week to sort of go over the property and see what we were thinking we could do with it. We know it's going to have a huge cash outlay, which will be putting together a business perspective on how we think we can make that work. Danny Sadler and Nancy going to actually be the ones working on it. They've already started putting together an analysis and starting to work on ways of marketing it and what we can do. The house needs a lot of work. It requires furnishings. The bunkhouse is in pretty good shape. It's furnished, but it's minimal. I mean, it's not a very big bunkhouse, and the other buildings are all looking like they're in pretty good shape. But as soon as we get that put together, we'll bring it to you guys and see what you want to do and how you want to move forward with it. So as far as the transition of the Osage Ranch, when we saw the shape, I actually thought the ranch was going to be the more difficult one to transition. It actually was Ones. And so Ones has taken so much time that we have not had time to transition the ranch to totally through. Galen Crum has sort of the lead, and he and Hank and Ladd have been very supportive in making sure all the projects that were in play were finished. So everything's still in good shape. We've got about $1.9 million in the bank for the ranch, but they have set that $500,000 back for updates and stuff. They try to keep about $1.4 million in the bank at all times. They've got close to another $4 million. So there's about a $5.5 million net assets for the ranch. We are hoping that when we get through this analysis, and this gentleman that's coming on as a consultant is going to do a business analysis. I've already talked to someone that's going to help do a breeding analysis so we can see if we can better uniform the calving. We are looking at trying to figure out what the bison range is truly costing the ranch and what it's costing to support that. And so we'll be moving forward with all that, and we'll have a analysis and a review for you, hopefully by the end of March, 1st of June, but I'll keep you updated. Any questions regarding the ranch?
Mr. Freeman, real quick, I've been told that the constituents cannot hear us at this point. Clerk, is there anything we can do to remedy that?
Madam Chair,
yes.
Shanna is on the phone trying to get a hold of someone from executive right now about it. It looks like it's running through Mixler, so we're not really sure how to fix it, and we're just going to have to wait to hear back from IT. But we are trying to talk to Skylar about it, and Shanna's on the phone right now.
Okay. Gosh, that's very disappointing. I know that everyone would like to hear the updates that we have in place today. Committee, do we need to take a recess to see if that can be remedied, or shall we move forward?
I would like to let them allow a recess, because I agree with you, Chairwoman, that we definitely want everybody to be able to hear what we're talking about today and join in.
Take a motion to recess to the call of the chair.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second to recess to the call of the chair. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. We are recessed. Thank you.
Madam Chair, will you just give us a text?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
They were supposed to have come down here 2 weeks ago and updated Mixler, so it could be something to do with an update.
I'm jumping off.